In the meantime, though, we talk about recovery between 9 and 10 for at least part of the hour, and we're going to do that again this morning. It is our weekly update from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Colonel Eric McFadden is with us. Colonel, good to have you back.
Hey, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am doing just fine and dandy. You know, I was looking at your Facebook page earlier this morning, and you're just about everywhere, it seems, Colonel. Lots of events.
Our endeavors, we're trying to conduct a remove operations across all counties at the same time, so
yeah.
We can get on with the reformation.
Well, let's talk about where we stand in terms of recovery and debris removal in Sonoma County. What are the areas being focused on right now?
So really, and you capture it best, we're focusing on a lot of different areas. We continue to work, and we're almost complete in Lark Field, Fountain Grove, Mark West Springs, Kenwood, Glen Ellen, Bennett Valley. And then we're also doing work up in Mendocino and Napa and in the outlying areas of Sonoma, all at the same time, actually.
Very good. Okay, so how far along are we in terms of the county overall in terms of your job, Colonel?
Yeah, so it really huge milestones this past week. Over 4,000 parcels, 1.6 million tons of debris have been removed. Today marks the 120th day that since we started removing debris, and that puts us at about 85% across all four counties.
120 days. Wow. Well, we are just shy of the five-month mark when it comes to days time after the fires. And I was going to ask you this time around, Colonel, in terms of, you know, every week that we talk and you give out a number for people to call if they have any disagreements, any questions, et cetera, about their particular debris removal, wondering what the volume has been in terms of calls to that number and what people are talking about or questioning.
Yeah, so so that's our issue resolution process, and our intake is through a call center that we have stood up 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. On a daily average, we intake, depending on the day, anywhere between 30 and 50 calls. And it's a variety of different issues. In some cases, an updated status on when the contractor will arrive on their parcel to clear the debris. Other issues, a status on some of the sampling that occurs, when they will be notified from the county that they can conduct a rebuilding, as well as other issues that we need to put some technical analysis into, is that there may be some discussion where maybe too much concrete had been removed or not enough concrete had been removed, or questions about the debris removal process. So it's a wide variety of different issues that we work through.
But overall, there are a lot of folks to answer those questions upon getting those calls, yes?
We are. We have a full staff of professionals that are backed up. And right now, our call centers may have five different individuals for 12 hours a day. And then on the back side of them, I have a team of professional engineers that do the technical analysis. And then we also have contact teams that we go out and meet with property owners on site to really capture those issues and ensure that that we understand what the issues are, and then we can go back here and do our technical analysis and then close the loop with the property owner.
And I know part of the process, Colonel, is in testing the soil once removal has been done, and oftentimes once the foundation has been removed. And what are you finding overall when you go back and retest that soil after the debris is gone?
Well, so predominantly overall is that the soil, the amount of contamination that remains in the soil after debris removal operations is matching the baseline of the soil conditions that existed prior to the fire. There are some instances in different counties where we are discovering there may be some indicators of heavy metals in the soil. So we have to go back and do some additional boring and some additional analysis and then send it off to a lab for gain an understanding is exactly what is in the soil so that we know we can help work hand in hand with the counties to take the right measures with the property owners.
And does that have much to do with what got burned on that particular property, what might be left over in the soil?
In some cases it could. In other cases it could be something that was there prior to the fire or remnants from a past fire, as some of these houses have been burnt down before in previous fires, and it's hard to say how exactly their properties have been cleared during that fire.
And so with the, I know this isn't your particular area of expertise, but I assume that with the clearing of those properties and with those soil samples being complete as well, as long as the proper permits, et cetera, are in place, the rebuilding can begin.
You're absolutely correct, Pat. And actually, I would see some great signs, great visual evidence across all four counties of rebuilding. And really, the primary indicator is the amount of new construction equipment that's moving around to do construction. And we're seeing some groundbreaking, some foundations going in, and some actually houses being framed.
And are you finding, with all of the trucks that are still out there collecting debris, Colonel, are you finding any challenges with regard to the people who decided to hire private contractors to do the debris removal? Because I know that, you know, the timing of that, you know, was going to be one of the original concerns, so that if debris was removed from one property, that the surrounding houses also had accomplished that, so that that property could begin the rebuilding process. Are there any difficulties in that area?
We haven't seen any trends across all four counties. I think there are individuals that have contracted with different contractors and have different experiences in those in their efforts there. And some of those individuals have decided to opt back into the program to have debris removal done by us, and others are satisfied with what they received from their private contractor.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option to actually be able to, you know, choose a private contractor, but then decide to opt back in to the Army Corps.
Right now, we're looking at a case-by-case basis, and that's coming from the counties, working through the state to FEMA to ensure that they can get back in, but do that, there's some analysis that goes on to make sure they're still eligible.
And how many trucks are still on the job under your umbrella?
So as we come closer to completing the major debris removal operations, you'll see a decrease in trucks. I think we're operating about 500 trucks across the counties right now.
Okay, still a bunch. Still some left to do, but 85% complete, you're saying, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Very good, shy of 5 months after the fires. Colonel, thanks for checking in with us once again. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Pat. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, that is Colonel Eric McFadden from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on an update on the cleanup situation in Sonoma County. It's looking good.